Our point also in regard to the bridge proposed, but this deputation is not primarily about Garden Bridge. It's about asking you, members of this council and custodians of our interests, to protect our public open space from sale and commercial exploitation. Locally, this is a very hot issue. The council has received nearly 2,000 letters and we have 10,000 signatures on our petitions. But it's also a London issue and a national issue. That's why the Open Spaces Society and the Ramblers Association, amongst many others, have objected. That's why it's generated stories in every national newspaper. Many of the concerns are planning issues, such as the loss of the best views of St Paul's and the ruination of the best urban walk in Europe. But we're not here to talk about that. We want to talk about an issue of principle, the sale of public green open space for commercial gain. This sale would allow development of a huge building of 6,500 square feet on top of our open space. Most of that building is entirely superfluous to the bridge. Two-thirds of it would be a commercial building with permission for cafes, shops, restaurants. This is worth around £750,000 a year in rent. Lambeth is currently negotiating a 200-year peppercorn lease on a site worth £750,000 a year. Why? The leader of the council said in her blog that she won't support anything which is disadvantageous to the people of Lambeth. The sale of our public green open space is disadvantageous enough, but to give away £750,000 for a peppercorn every year is incredibly disadvantageous to Lambeth's threadbare coffers. Lambeth will subsidise this bridge in many other ways. It's already spent £80,000 defending a judicial review, which it ended up paying other sides' costs. Lambeth will also pay in crime. Bishop's Ward has gone from the lowest crime rates in the borough to the highest because of the huge visitor numbers. Our neighbourhood police team are already completely overstretched, and the knock-on effect will divert police resources from Brixton and Streatham and Clapham. It's not too late to say no. It's simple. Don't sell.
The leader of the council has said that she opposes the use of public funds for the Garden Bridge. We agree and welcome this. But the response of the Mayor of London was to enter into a funding agreement 2 weeks ago to hand over £17 million of public funding now and £60 million by December. He has also announced his intention to underwrite the exorbitant annual running cost of £3.5 million, which will effectively cost the public purse £150 million over the lifetime of the bridge. This is wrong. There are no extra resources for anything, but only cuts. You've had £90 million of cuts, and yesterday a further 40% cuts were announced by George Osborne from Frontline Services, and yet Osborne has driven £60 million of public funding into this project. Yeah, yeah. This isn't just morally wrong, it's politically wrong. A Labour Lib Green cross-party GLA motion against the public funding of the bridge was passed last month. All but one of the Labour mayoral candidates have declared against it. Vauxhall GC recently asked you to stop the project. This is Osborne's and Boris's vanity project. Why are you proposing to subsidise it with Lamb's precious green open space? There is nothing wrong with having misread this project. I can appreciate that the Garden Bridge is a seductive project with all its bling. But it's proved a lot more complicated than presented, and the truth has only come out by asking tough questions. Please use your powers as councillors to ask those tough questions. And there's nothing wrong with being bold. Lambeth won 8 awards at the NLA last month. You can do bold, but not at public expense. The London Eye pays its way, but the Garden Bridge won't. It wants us to pay its way by stealing our hard-won open space and privatising it and building on it and using it as a cash cow for £7 million. You can stop it. Just say no to the selling of our green asset that our community values.
Housing, nursery, private community centre, etc., off its own side, was that the machine on its own, getting a private building into public use. Even your director of sports and recreation here came along, he would offer me a job.
Excuse me, sir, can you round up? Because I've allowed you a lot of time.
I've also been involved in the river. My first love is the River Thames.
Yeah.
We have full hard fire. We'd walkway to be very nice and friendly for everyone living, working and visiting the area. I was involved in getting tunnelling and the bridges at Blackfriars and Vauxhall. That's what makes the effort worthwhile. I just want to make one announcement. This green space is very vital for everyone. You sent the plan in the middle of winter at 9:10 in the morning.
So can you round up now?
I've got a picture there. That's what, 20 years ago. That was a festival. That's in front of Gables Wharf. That's what it's like, the green space we're talking about is just a few yards away. Go along in this year while the children are on holiday and see how many people are there.
Okay, sir, so can you round up? I'm closing this session.
Soil.
Thank you. To respond, you got 90 seconds.
Thank you all. I've spoken to numbers of you individually, and I'm sure we'll talk again. I just wanted to clear up a couple of roles. There are two roles that the council have here. One is the planning authority, and that process is going along at the moment. And the planning application was heavily conditioned, and if those conditions can't be met, then that planning application will not be sealed. The second is that we are the landowner, that you quite rightly point out. And I wanted to clarify just a couple of facts or other councillors in the room or some of the guests. There have been no plans to sell that space, nor will there be any plans to sell that space. What's actually required, if you let me finish, what was being considered is that the land is currently leased to the Queen Street Community Builders. Details were looked at as to if we were going to change that lease with Queen Street Community Builders, how would that work to allow the landing. None of that has been done. None of that has been finalised, and I can assure you that myself and the Labour administration here will make sure, if that should happen, that every condition will be looked at to protect the space, to make sure that we get the value goes back into the community.
We're not
Excuse me, may you allow the councillor to respond?
We are not at that stage yet. The Planning Applications Committee will be receiving the conditions to see whether the Golden Bridge can even deliver on what it promised. And that will be coming back to the committee through September and October. But I'm more than happy to meet with you, I'm more than happy to receive these representations, and I'm more than happy to consider your viewpoints and as well as by email that they've been sent to us as well.
Can the gentleman acknowledge how many petitions have already been received?
Thank you for coming. I'm sure you will have your petition responded in writing, and you will get it in writing. Thank you very much.